Maybe I want to share the message that I have received from the Lord. I would say two messages. First is understand unconditional love of God. That's, I would say, the first one. The second one, I would say, really important is how we can hear from God. So, and I look back, I study, I look back, since the Lord started showing me His goodness, started showing me who He really is. And I look through scripture, I look, excuse me. When I look back, how it's made significant when the Lord appeared to me and spoke to me out of a voice, and that changed my entire life. And I looked through that, it's been more than 11 years ago. And I was thinking about, now, on the long way, I make a lot of mistakes, even today. But I see the importance of hearing Him. I believe the purpose of when the Lord spoke to us, encourage us, deliver us, give us hope, give us joy, give us peace. And not only for ourselves, sometimes for others, people. So that's what I see the purpose of the Lord speaking. Let's look into Hebrew. I want to put Hebrew chapter 1, verse from verse 1 to 2. God at various times or different times or different ways spoke in the time past to our fathers by the prophets. So in the past, so we know that God speaks different ways only through the prophet. So different ways. I believe God still speaks in different ways today. But in last time, He spoke to us by His Son. So when I look through that, I'm like, oh my goodness. In the last time, in the old covenant, we look through old covenant. Not many people can hear God. I believe that the reason that God, they rejected at the Mount Sinai, I believe that when God tried to appear, talk to them, and they said, oh, thunder and lighting and smoking, and they were telling Moses, oh, Moses, we are about to die. It's scary. So you talk to Him, and you come talk to us. I believe that moment is people of Israel decided they don't want to hear God speak directly to them, so through the third person, the third party. So I think that's a lot of things we've done in America, have the third party instead of directly, right? Anyhow, and since that, you see that incident, and after that, only through the prophet or through the priest or through the king, God speaking, not everybody can hear God, basically, in the old covenant. Now, when we go back in Jeremiah, we don't have time, because time's sake, I don't want to go there. In Jeremiah chapter 32, I believe from verse 32 to 34, like last time, like the new covenant God will make with the children of Israel, not like the old covenant He made, just only for the priests, only certain people can hear God. He said, this time, like, everyone going to know God from the least to the greatest. You can look at the Hebrews chapter 8 talking about it. So basically, everybody, we can know God. How? Because now we are the children of God. So when we're children and heir of God, joint heir with Christ. So what Jesus has, so we have ability to tap into the kingdom of God. As the children, we are not the servant anymore. So we have to remember, I shared the important about the sonship or the children of God. Because the children, they don't have to, they have access to your house. They have access to you as a parent. My kid can come to you, to me, live with me, or sleep with me. What would they want? Because they have access. Now somebody else, children, cannot do that. So as the children of God, we have, you know, we can use that to the degree that we can access on our Father. Now we have the Spirit living God inside of us to connect with us. And I think that's a purpose that God wants to use to the purpose of the for my case. When the Lord showed me the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man to walk to direct his own step. We would be blind. God called the children of darkness, right? The reason that we are children of light, but sometimes the children of darkness, they are wise in the children of light. Jesus comment on that, right? Because we don't rely on what we have, but they use every resources. The children of the darkness, they can do the thing better. We have it, like Israel people, they have God, but they want to worship idol. Okay, we harm the world. Now we have God. Now we want to be influenced by the world. Instead of we have all the answer, God has given us the Holy Spirit. Jesus said before he dies, it is for your advantage, for your goodness that I go. If I don't go, the Holy Spirit comes. What he was saying that the Holy Spirit has not been given because he wasn't glorified when during his disciple time. But now we already have the Holy Spirit. He said the Holy Spirit already given and we don't depend on him. I'm talking about myself. Most of the time when I get into trouble because I don't ask him, I don't wait on him, I don't listen to him. So he speaks to us different ways, but sometimes that we don't think that God speaks to us that way. And the thing that sometimes that we're like, oh, maybe just speak to the pastor, because in some churches, we don't teach this thing. I wish when I just got born again, people teach me how to hear God's voice, how to recognize his voice. So when we talk about recognize his voice, how are we going to recognize his voice, God's voice? Because I'm human, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, right? Paul talking about it. So how can we as the children of God recognize? I know a lot of us right here recognize the voice of God, but God wants us to continue to grow more and recognize it more. How we recognize? Let me give an example. If Anderson called me, right? Even though I don't see, I was busy. Let's say I'm busy working and she called me, I pick up the phone and I answer, do you think that I know Ernestine's voice? Yes, I do. I will recognize her voice. Now, if somebody else, stranger, calling me and a different voice, I may not recognize that. The reason I have relationship with Ernestine, so I have fellowship with her. The time we talk, I'm acquainted with her voice. So the same thing with the Holy Spirit. If we understand the character, the nature of Holy Spirit, and a lot of people say that when God speak to you, they condemn, oh, this boss condemning me. I would say that's not Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit name, because we have to know that nine fruit of Holy Spirit are love, right? Joy, peace. And you can count, that's the character, nature of Holy Spirit. If there's nothing in the nine thing of the Spirit, that's not from him. Can be from ourselves. And I see a lot of guys that, oh, I hear God, so and so, so on, so forth. But that's his own voice. We can have our own voice. How we recognize. So to me, like when we spend time, we understand the character, the nature of God, and we know the word of God. We know the foundation of the salvation. We know the Holy Spirit. We can, when we spend time, because when Holy Spirit speak, he will not speak contrary to the word. Or he speak to his people with peace. God is peace, right? God is. So every time he spoke to me, whether lifting me up or whether encouraging me, whether I decide between the situation, sometimes I don't receive anything, I can't hear anything, but he give me peace. So in Psalm 80, I would say 85, verse 8, let's take a look. That's in the Old Covenant, how God speaks to his people. So when we understand that the character, the nature of the Lord, and we can recognize, I would say, most of the time, if we don't say every time, but the Lord wants us to recognize him every time. So every time I didn't pay attention, I got into trouble. A lot of trouble I got into, I have to pay high price when I don't listen to him. When I went to hospital, I have to pay $2,000. I said, Lord, my boss didn't pay me. He said, you don't ask me before you go. I want to stop you, but you just doing your own thing. Let's look at Psalm 85, verse 8. I believe verse 8. Let's see. I will hear what God, the Lord, speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saint. So that's the purpose of God speak peace. So he speaks encouraging us. Sometimes he wants to deliver some situation that we've been praying for, he wants to deliver us. He gives us peace. Sometimes he gives us courage. Sometimes he gives us hope. And sometimes, just like the peace that passes all understanding, I don't understand. Something I pray for, I pray about, and if I don't have peace, I ask my wife, do you have peace? She said, no. So we don't do anything. And the Lord gave me time frame for 2 weeks. Every decision, major decision before I make, he said, you give yourself 2 weeks, you pray. Whether from you or from God, and within 2 weeks, you will know exactly. If you give me time, be still and know I'm God, right? Every one of us know the scripture, but how many times we practice that? I don't practice that as much as often as I should. Psalm 48 verse I believe 45 46 verse 10. Yes, yeah, Psalm 48, be still and know to God. So when we still, how we get still? We can pray in spirit. We will still ourselves. And sometimes, like, I just have certain occasion that working in the busyness of working, but my heart, my mind was communing with the Lord. So the Lord, one time he spoke to me, I hate doing nails. There are times I hate doing nails. And that moment, that shop like crazy, there's no back door, always echo in that shop, always echo. And that's right that moment the Lord spoke to me. He said, serving is privilege and honor. You are not serving me with like joyful heart. You are doing your own thing, and I don't like that. So I have to repent. See, that was in the craziness. I was working busy, like 20 people working in the shop. It's about 2,000 square feet, not really big. My shop right now, much bigger than that. I have back door, I have open space, but that shop like really echo, like loud, North Hills area, Midtown, that's the name of the shop. But that moment when the Lord spoke to me, because I was able to still, even though like busyness or crazy going outside, but my heart still, I can hear from him. That changed me. So that's correction. So that speaker correction, he tried to change me. Not the work that is the problem. I am the problem. I need to change. But for the purpose of when he spoke to me, that release the grace of God to transform me. So to see a different way, to see the blessing instead of cursing. So the devil, our enemy, doesn't want us to walk in joyfulness, walk in righteousness, or walk in, have some fun and serve people with gladness. That the devil doesn't want us to live in that place. He wants us to live complaining. Grab, complain. Oh my, I wish I had better job. I wish I had better money. I wish. That's what the devil trying to pull us down. Have to keep us in bondage. And we, without knowing, without the help of Holy Spirit, it's hard to live in this life. But when he show us something, so when he speaks to us, the purpose to deliver us, purpose to pull us out from the pit, purpose that to help us, because Jesus said, the Holy Spirit is your advantage. Right? So we need to depend more on him because he can speak to us. I remember before we had the shop, one lady, she is not a believer. Can you believe that she is not Christian? She said, Jed, you will do good. What do you think saying that? What do you think? Does God speak to her, through her, to me? You do good. She just pointed at my face. I said, you will do good when you have your own shop. I said, yes, I will. Thank you. I was able to grab it that moment. You see, that give me faith. So when the Lord speaks to us, give us faith, give us courage, give us strength, give us peace, give us hope, give us confidence. Because we ourselves, we're confident in our place. It's different confidence in the Lord. When we're confident in the Lord, we humble, like we are meek, but we are strong. I don't know how to explain it. Like you, like, when you look at Paul says, when I'm weak, I'm strong. I understood it. Like Jesus, he was meek, but he's not weak. He's strong, but he's meek. So when we depend on the Lord, we are meek, but we are strong. So because why? We lean on him. We are not leaning on ourselves. And I see that. So we understand the nature, the nature, the purpose of the voice of God. It is vital for us so we can, he can save us some situation because the Lord only have everything but good for us. You know, I love in Isaiah 48 verse 17, he said, the Lord will teach you how to profit. It's not wasted how to profit and lead us the way that we should go. That's the purpose. I remember when I was in Greensboro, he said, Jed, I want you to move to Greensboro. And then by the time I got to the appointment that I want you to stay there. And when I went to the office, he said, you are not qualified with your income. I said, but Jesus wanted me to stay here. He was laughing at me. He's laughing at me. I don't need your Jesus, I can tell. He didn't say it. I don't need your Jesus. I need your income so you can stay here. You can pay for my rent. Because rent higher in Raleigh compared to in Greensboro. Greensboro back then, 2-bedroom. Only $550 gated pool. I mean, everything. And that's the best place during that time. I don't know about now. But come to Raleigh, that's $700. Nothing. Nothing. He said, this is your income? I said, yeah. Nothing. And the apartment was horrible situation, horrible. And later, after I stayed there for a few years, they condemned that apartment. We have to leave. 2014, they condemned it because it's too much like low, a lot going on. And anyhow, long story short, and I said, oh, how about this, sir? Usually how you do the application, oh, say, I have to run your record, I have to run so on and so forth, and this is certain fee. Can you do that for me? I pay for the fee. I said, okay, I can do that. He was nice about it. I say, whatever happened, give me a call. He later, about 20 minutes, give me, hey, man, I don't know what's going on. You approve. I say, I knew it. So you see that without God, there's no way I can be in that place. Without God asked me to move. I said, no, I have to count my, you know, you're talking about natural. I don't have enough income. So how am I going to live right here? I don't have a job yet. Move from city to city to me. Like, I'm like, okay, but His voice gave me courage. So when we recognize His voice, so basically when we commune with Him, we recognize His voice, He tells us to do things, that's for our advantage. That's for our good. So every time God speaks to us, whether He wants to deliver us or He wants to promote us. So if we depend on Him, listen to Him, I would say if we would pray 2 weeks, you will hear exactly. There are a lot of decisions after that. I pray. Recently, I prayed to move to Youngsville. After 2 weeks of spending prayer, nothing happened. I told my wife, I don't hear a thing. I don't hear anything. I asked her. She said, I don't hear a thing. So we stopped. It's not time to move. Because I gave more than 2 weeks. God said, give me 2 weeks. I've been praying. I've been seeking Him for 2 weeks, praying, meditating, nothing going on. I said, okay. We just trust in Him. I believe He already told us 2 weeks. We spend more than 2 weeks, nothing going on. We don't make the move. Maybe not a good time. Maybe not the right thing. So we will hear Him. Trust me, 2 weeks. You give Him 2 weeks. We all can hear God. I don't know where to believe that. Every one of us can hear God. And every one of us can recognize God. This is another thing that I like when I pray. Even though I don't hear Him, okay? Really safe to pray. Let's say, I want nail technician in my case. Your case can be different. And I have the interview, I have everything ready. I mean, everything lined up the way I want it. I said, Lord, if she is not right for the place, right, or she's caused trouble, she's gonna bring chaos in this place, please stop her. So next morning, I know that she cannot make it. All the time. Because the Bible, let's say this, how about you're looking for a spouse, like my case, looking for a spouse, and the Bible didn't tell you I married Daisy. There's no Daisy in the Bible, right? How do you know that? Right? You got to pray for certain qualification that you desire. And like my case, my wife has to love Jesus more than me. That's the first question I asked her. When the Lord told me the gift that He has given me, and you have to be careful because I broke up relationship before because I didn't know the Lord. I have still cleaned the mess. It took me 20 years suffering. Tears and crying. I mean, suffering 20 years. They still hate me this day. My daughter never knew how much I love her. This day, she's about to be 21. She's married. But the Lord gonna bring her back in future. But at the meantime, you know, I'm talking about how much time she misses, how much I love, I care for her. She didn't know that the Lord used my daughter a lot of time, reminded me how much He loved me. But the devil tell me that God is not loving me. I learned a lot through that relationship. I know more of the love of God because how much I love her. In the Lord's time, He said, if you, the wicked father, know how to love your children, you think that you can compare my love, how much I love you? I cry a lot. And back to story. So you see, when we don't use what God has given us, the resources, the Holy Spirit, He's ready for us every time, every moment. All we need to do is just ask. All we need to do is, Lord, I don't know how to do this thing. I don't know how to do nails. There are different kind of things. They have to go to school to learn better education, like higher pay. You pay the $1,000 for the fee, and then you have to pay for the hotel. You pay for go there a week or 3 days, whatever the case may be. And the Lord just taught me. I just pray. I said, Lord, teach me. and I just watch YouTube, maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, that's it. I can do much better than people gone there. They pay for thousand upon thousand dollars. Think about that. Because Jesus said when Holy Spirit come, John 14 or John 16, verse 13, he will teach us how many things? All things that have been included. He taught me how to speak English. He taught me how to do nails. There's things that I never learned. I never been in school. When I was in Florida, just in Florida, they just like, you go to the owner, they certify you, they pay a certain fee, back 2005, that's how you get the license. But when I come back to North Carolina, I have to do everything like take written tests, practical tests. In Florida are different. So, but my point is that God can give us the grace as the children of God. We can learn from the way that we can like give us such in direction, because he said he teaches us to profit. I say profit when we trust in him, for advantage, for our goodness. Every time I lean on him, every time I trust in him, always bring good. Now, every time I didn't do the way that he asked me to do, with me $6,000, they with me $4,000. One time, with me $4,000. And the end wasn't good. They against me. To me, $4,000. I saved for many years to have that when I was in need. That was 2013, 2012, 2011, when I was in need. I saved up for more than a year to have that aside. Because I didn't have much money, because last time, remember I shared, I was wasted God money. So that's all I saved up. That and I gave to somebody, go to Vietnam, went back, and they didn't like me. Oh my goodness, $4,000, that's all in my bank account, gave it. You see, my stupidity. I shouldn't do that, because I didn't ask the Lord. If I asked the Lord, he would stop me. He said, every time you do your own thing, you see, that's kind of the Lord reminding me. So we have the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit wants us to rely on him every moment, every time, because he speaks to us but good. Whether we need the house, whether we need the place, whether like our house, or when we buy a house, I keep this testimony all the time. So where is my house? The Lord said, North Raleigh. North Raleigh. You see that? North Raleigh. And he gave me a picture of the house. Show me a picture of the house. Sometimes he speaks to us in dream, in vision. Show me the house. I said, what is zip code? 27616. You see that? I'm not sharp hearing God. I make a lot of mistakes. Every time I can't hear him. But if we continue to pray, Father, show me. I'm deaf hearing. Open my ear to hear you. He will tell us. All we need to do is ask the Holy Spirit in us. He tells us everything and show us things to come. The purpose for our good. He says, give us life more abundantly. Can Jesus give us life more abundantly without Holy Spirit? I would say no. I would say no. Why is Jesus saying that? Because he mean it. Right? He mean it. Give you life more abundantly. He mean it. We don't believe that we know all things. But the Bible tells us that we know all things. What do you think? I don't believe it. I know all things. But say, hey, it is written. As long as this is written, 1 John 2 verse 20 say, you have special anointing, or you have an unction from King James said, you know all things. Sometimes we don't believe it. We don't believe it. I don't believe it. Sometimes, be honest, I don't believe it. That's why I get into trouble. But the Lord said, it's okay. No condemnation. Just continue to learn trust. When the more I see, the more I pray in spirit, I can hear him better. I can hear him better. I know a lot of people can testify this. Like before I go to sleep, when I pray in spirit more, man, I'm going to have prophetic dreams. I'm going to sit with president, whoever the president, I'm going to sit with president. Whoever people I pray for, the Lord will reveal to me about their heart condition. Just recently, like a lot of things the Lord showed me about the people that I've been praying for. When you're praying for a person, you are connected in spiritual realm. You're connected. So you have the right in spirit, you are one with them when you pray for them. You're one with them. And you can speak about something good about their life. So Paul said that I pray without ceasing for the churches. And he said, even though I'm not with you in physical body, but I'm with you in spirit. So So what he's meant by that, I believe that he was praying, and in spirit, he's still interceding for the churches, for the people that minister with him, people that have connection with him. Because when we pray in spirit, I believe it releases the grace of God, the Spirit of God in our spirit, so we are more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I think one of the way we can hear God better is the more we pray in spirit. I see people who pray in spirit, like Andrew Womack, can hear God really good. And one of my friends in Durham, he can hear God. I never seen him hear God in Durham. He pray all the time. He pray in spirit all the time. He hear God really good. He does a marriage counsel. Like husband and wife, he doesn't know them, who they are, where they are. When they come together, this tell them good, husband tell them good, wife tell them good. But the Lord showed him, this is what's wrong with wife. This is what's wrong with husband. This is what you did to your wife. This is what you did to your husband. This is wrong with you. This is what the Lord wants to do. This is the plan, the purpose that God has for you. This is whoop. He's amazing. I really admire him. I never seen a guy in America, in our region, can hear God the way he does. So I asked him, why you are so sensitive to the spirit? He said, I pray in spirit a lot. Okay. So that's I heard many other people say the same thing. In my case, I see the more I pray in spirit, I can calm myself. Let's see. I give this another example. When I was working, so this girl been come to me. I've been doing her nails since her teenager. Now she married. She married 2019, about 3 years ago, and they couldn't have child because her husband has some issue with health. So the doctor said that her husband can't have baby, so on and so forth. Well, that day, as usual, we have some talk. But this moment, the Lord just dropped in me, pray for her, prophesy over her. I said, all right, Lord, we're going to do this. Imagine I'm working in nail salon, all the gossip people around me, okay? But who cares? We love people. I love people come to our shop. And I said, after I finish the nail, maybe in the middle of the nail, sometimes I stop in the middle. Anyhow, I couldn't remember exactly, but I grab her hand. I said, I want to pray today. I want to pray for you. I said, okay. I hold her hand, pray. As I was praying, the Lord gave me the vision for her boy. She's going to have a boy. I still remember his face right now. My son Isaac, before I have him 2 years, the Lord showed me Isaac. That's the reason I named him Isaac, promised for me, but 2 years. Anyhow, I was praying for her, and the word I prayed for God, but all that I saw, I told her, God going to give you a son. He's going to be chubby. I still remember his hair curly. He's chubby boy. And they're going to be a boy. She's just crying. And really touched. I see the presence of God, the power of God. Guess what? A month ago, he came to me. I have a boy. I said, are you glad? You see that? We are the answer for the people. You see that? Because the Spirit of God in us, he not only speaks for our benefit, but the benefit of others. Imagine, remember God, when God, this thing is not because now we are more than prophet. Paul said every one of us can prophesy, right? Because when we are children, we are higher rank than prophet. Yes, the prophet has the office of prophet, like pastor has the office of prophet. But when you look at the life of Jesus, sometimes he's a prophet, he's a pastor, he's a teacher. He's all in that. He's evangelist. So we are the same. As Jesus, so are we in this world. 1 John 4:17. So the reason that when I spoke to her, it's come to pass because the Lord wanted to encourage her. I believe without me telling her, maybe not happen. Well, no, because the doctor tell her that there's no way they're going to have baby. The first time miscarried. She was so bad. After I prayed for her, she got the first one miscarried. So this one, when she didn't tell everybody because she was fear. That's the only thing. When I show her, too much fear in you. We need to pray that the peace of God rule in your heart so the fear may not exist in your heart. So now, when she had pregnant again, she told me, but she didn't tell me the gender. But recently she told me the gender, They said, "You're right. It's a boy." What a blessing. You know, I have to be a part in her life, just doing her nail. Imagine. And whatever we do, don't forget we are the child of God, the children of God. We have the solution for people they don't have. She, her mom, multimillionaire, okay, cannot make that happen. Imagine that. But God using me to pray and speak and review. If I didn't listen to the Holy Spirit, I just do my thing. People wait in long line, right? I just do my thing. I would miss that opportunity. Imagine that. We are bringing not only solution for us, for others because of the Holy Spirit. Is that awesome? You see that? Is it? The reason I would say this, the reason we can't hear God, we disqualify ourselves. I've seen a lot of people. In my view, I show them people who I minister to in my group, the group that we disqualify ourselves. We say, "Oh, that job is not for me. I can't hear God. It's why I have to hear from God. Well, I've been praying, and well, I don't think I can hear from Him." So when we say that, we discount ourselves. We disqualify ourselves. "Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not qualified enough. I'm not worthy." Look at all the wrong thing, all the bad thing. So we look and condition ourselves. So when we do that, the devil love it. There's no guilt and shame, condemnation to those in Christ. I give one example. One guy in Vietnam, he's pastor. He's not pastor, he's an apostle. He didn't know he was apostle. I told him, "You're apostle." The Lord showed me. I didn't know about him. He's in Vietnam. I haven't seen him in a long time. Anyhow, I told him everything I spoke to him. He said, "Jed, you're crazy." I said, "Why? You know everything I'm doing here." I'm not, "No, I only know when the Lord showed me." "You know, everything you spoke, it comes about, you scare me to death." I said, "No, nothing scary. The Lord loves you. He wants you to know the anointing that you are carrying, anointing that you carry. You are not a pastor. Can a pastor run a church 5,000, 6,000 people? He just preach once a month and he doesn't have to work hard. I see, like, we used to serve the people, a few people in the church, like we have meeting every Sunday. I was wearing out." I talk to him all the time now. I said, "You don't work much." I knew exactly person to assign to work. I don't have to work hard. I only preach once a month, sometimes maybe two, maybe three. But even though I preach on the main church, but the other churches, I let people preach. I don't have to depend on me. God gave me this ability. I'm going to use it. You see that apostle. Pastor cannot see every gift in a person, but apostle can see every gift in person. So assign the right place, the right position. He's at peace. Just like Moses. Like, okay, give this Moses, father-in-law. I said, "You can't do this. Wear yourself out. You got to assign it certain people, certain groups, certain work." And so that's the work of Holy Spirit. When we open door, we recognize how much God loves us. That's the first key. I would say the first key, we have to recognize we are the children of God and God loves us regardless how good you are, how bad you are. So we take the good part away and we take the bad part away also. So if we receive the good one, we will receive the bad one. If we like, "Oh, how bad I did," and we will say, "How good I did." You see that? So those things are put on the side, I say, under the blood. Bad is under blood. Even good is not about me, right? About Jesus, right? Okay, right here. I'm right here. So now right here is freedom, okay? The Lord wants us to live in freedom. No guilt, no shame, no condemnation. If the guilt, shame come to, oh, no, it is written. Already written. No, therefore, there's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. So if you are still in Christ, unless you reject Christ or you renounce Christ, then you're out of Christ. So guilt and shame can condemn you. But now you're still in Christ. As long as you're still in Christ, as long as I'm still in Christ, who cares whether I did good or bad? I did bad anyway when I wasn't worried about me. He come down. He died for me. What are you going to say about that? What are we going to talk about that? So, see, sometimes we put too much condition on ourselves and we neglect it. One of the guys I share with him, now the guy that my friend, he's an apostle, he said, "I hear from God all the time now. I learn exactly what you tell me." Oh, my goodness. He said, "Every time people give me portion, blessing, I only give people God tell me to do." Think about that. You see that? Not only God is blessing me, God is blessing him too. Because he's doing what God tell him to do. I can't tell him who to give, who to bless. I don't know those people, but he knew because the Spirit of God telling him, the same Spirit work in Paul, in Jesus, and in us, the same in Daniel, the same in David, the same in whoever you're calling the pastor, same. Even we're even better because we are up on better promises, up on better. We are a better covenant. I mean, we are better to be, but how much we believe that, how much we practice, how much we are pursuing, how much we recognize when we recognize we are, yes, I'm qualified because Jesus says so. He loved me because he said so. I'm lovable or not? I'm good. This is how I look when the Lord showed me how much he loved me. I just go to him as I am only person on earth. He loved me more than any person else because I brought up, I don't have that affection. Now I have to do it with my daughter. I have to say to her, no, I don't have to, I guess, but I want to tell her every moment, I love you so much. And both of my kids, her mom used to say, why your daughter in your right hand, your son in love him when you're sleeping, why they like sleep with you? I said, so much love from daddy. Listen, my wife still loves them, but they have such different kind of love to the Father, so to speak. You know, when you understand the grace of God, the goodness of God, they just want. Both, I mean, it's their time, they're like Daisy, but come to sleep, daddy, I want to sleep with your daddy. And the boy just come and he doesn't speak it, he just and sleep on my, that's it. So imagine if we are the father of early father, you know, love our children regardless. Sometimes I don't like my daughter, I give her space. The way she acted, I still love her, regardless of that. So we need to take off away from our unworthiness or guilt and shame or something we did wrong in the past. I have another, before I close, I have another guy in Charlotte. Never hear God, been working the church for 30 years, never hear God. I told him, next month, you're going to hear God. That's a bold statement. Guess what? Next month, he heard God. His life never the same. God delivered him. His life much better compared to who was. He said, now I understood the grace of God. It's working. It's grace. It's not work. It's work is no grace. And now I understood the good scripture said, if it's work, it's no more grace. If it is grace, no more work. They cannot put together, just like Galatians, book of Galatians, they're trying to make grace and law together. It doesn't work that way. Now he said, I understood the grace of God. Now I can hear God. You know, when we hear God, when we, like, we are just the best recipient to hear God. When we put ourselves in that place, I'll tell you, we hear him better and better. That's what my place I want. The thing that I don't listen to him, the thing that I don't pray, I don't ask him. If I would ask him just before I buy my house, Father, where is it? Because we've been looking for 3 months, 6 months. I said, where is it? Where is the address? Where is the zip code? And he would show me. I was pursuing. And now I'll tell you, if I'm pursuing something else, the way I'm pursuing when I'm looking for my house, because I have to use different agent to help me to find the house. I said, this is my house. I couldn't find it. You got to help me out. Later, the Lord reminded me, Sylvia has a house to sell. Her sister in New York. When I look, I said, okay, Sylvia. She was ready to fly in our country. When I call her, she was at the airport, Atlanta airport. I call her, yeah, you can go, just hear the court go. When I sell the house, I said, that's it. I told my agent, this is my house. I said, okay, is it okay? I never heard people say that. So you see that? The Lord want us to walk in that place. That place is a place of freedom, place of communion. That's called good news, right? Good news. So I want this message, I want myself to practice this more. Because they think that I didn't do it, wasted his money, wasted my money, and headache is not peace, is not joy. Because he wants us to live in peace, in joy. The purpose, he said, I will guide you, teach you the way that you should go. Why? He's saying that. So we don't have to go through hardship. We don't have to go through certain direction. Just like my case, 20 years suffering. Imagine my daughter never know how much I love her. Still this day, she doesn't want to talk to me. They don't want to talk to me. Daisy said, your daughter miss it. Your ex-girlfriend miss it. If she understood who you are, I have no chance, Daisy told me. All the blessing I have today, no chance for me, no chance. She said, I thank God. She didn't see it, but the Lord showed me. And look at my children now. I have Even though I have $1 million, if my husband is not loving the Lord, is not taking care of my children, I will regret it. Because she saw the thing that her people are doing to their children. You know, I just thank God. When we listen to him, all we have is benefit, good, the increase, the blessing. He wants us to walk just like this time as Isaac was, so are we. The Lord just gave me that revelation. As Isaac was, so are we. You look at the life of Isaac, how his life. He was living famine. There were famine in the land. So what happened to Isaac? He saw in the land of famine. It was dryness. There's nothing, no rain. What happened? He reaped 100-fold. It's not about him because he's covenant. So I believe we all live in the end of the day. I'm not preaching about all the prosperity message, but God wants us to live. This should be different, the children of God and children of darkness. Different covering for children of God and children of darkness. I believe there are a lot of covering in our children, in our family, we without knowing that we've been protected by God. I really believe that our children, and because when you look at new, a lot going on, but how we got protected, sometimes we don't see it because God doesn't want us to see it because it would cause a fear. I really believe that. Just like when people talking about you have a kid, I said, don't go there. I have protection. The Lord is my protector. The Lord is my provider of all kind. It's not only for kid only, all kind of different things. I really believe that the Lord wants us to continue to pursue him, continue to recognize he is speaking all the time. Different kinds, sometimes from people, different people. Like my case, he speaks to me multiple times from different people. Different people that they don't believe in God. But we have to tune our ear, listen, what is this Holy Spirit? Is it you or is it God? But for me, sometimes I immediately just like, sorry, you will do good. I know exactly, immediately. I say, yes, I will. Because nobody, they will never want to bless you. Trust me, they will. You will not make it. That's what the devil would say to you. There, I have some of that too. I said, I reject that word in the name of Jesus because I believe God will bless me. It's not about me. So the Lord wants us to continue pursuing because he has only good. He wants to teach us to profit and lead us the way we should go. Amen.